This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark, last night you mentioned something about why democracy will never work, five reasons. Hopefully you can pull that up, because I think it'd be fun to go through those. Obviously, we already know that democracy is a really bad idea. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. And yet we're told that it's the best system in the world.
Yeah, people will say that that our system's the best system in the world. And I don't know that that's an incorrect statement. When I look at I think about other systems, and I don't, maybe it is the best system in the world, but it doesn't mean that it's not broken. It's like a leopard, a leopard telling some guy with throat cancer, I've only got leprosy. And, not so impressive.
You know, and a while back, I remember hearing one of the scholars from the Mises Institute even arguing that a benevolent monarchy is actually better than a democracy, because at least a monarchy...
Jeffrey Tucker?
He owns all the land, so he doesn't have any incentive to slash and burn and steal from it. Whereas in a democracy, you have a new crop of crooks every 4 or 8 years or whatever who come into power, and then they loot the system, and then the next group come in and do it, because they don't really own the resources of the government, so they just want to steal as much as they can.
Right, and some kings are worse than others as far as their violence or their predilection toward violence.
And we're not advocating monarchy. We're just saying that sometimes monarchy is more desirable than even democracy.
Yeah, I wouldn't advocate monarchy for a second, but it does, the arguments are there that it in some ways is better than democracy. People would call democracy great. And here's the five reasons humanity is terrible at democracy.
From crack.com.
From crack.com. Number five, this is a countdown, everybody. Our opinion on an issue is based on how it's worded. In the middle of the heated healthcare debate in 2010, the anchors at Fox News got a memo from the bosses telling them to start referring to the Democrats' plan as government-run health insurance, rather than use the term public option, which everyone else was using. Why? Because CBS and NBC both ran polls showing that when you call it the public plan, up to 75% of the people are in favor. After all, everybody likes public parks, public libraries, etc. It's a friendly word.
Mm-hmm.
But when polls inserted the word government, support plummeted to 43%.
Mm.
The exact same plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same way that a lot more people brought canola oil after they changed the name from rapeseed oil.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's true.
It was called rapeseed.
Yes, that's what it is. It's canola is made from the rapeseed.
Interesting.
Likewise, only 34% of Americans say they strongly support homosexuals in the military, but a majority, 51%, strongly support gay men and lesbians serving in the military.
Hmm.
That's right. You can increase the strongest support by a third simply by avoiding the word homosexual. The strongly opposed groups goes down by a third.
And people wonder why I get concerned over folks calling themselves anarchists as opposed to something without baggage attached to it, like voluntarist.
Yeah.
Well, I can see why some people choose to use that word. They're probably getting used to the idea themselves. They're trying to be as honest as they can with themselves.
I see why, but words mean things to people.
They do.
But, Mark, that's a perfect example of what's also wrong with democracy, in the sense that it's 51% ruling over the other 49% at gunpoint, and it's a mob. It's really a mob mentality, and whoever can most skillfully manipulate the mob is going to come out ahead. So if you can use different words to make the mob feel good, then your 51% is intact or more, and then you get what you want. And it's kind of tyrannical.
Yeah. I think that one calling oneself an anarchist or a cannibal or a pedophile, they're nuts. I mean, it would be insane to use those terms. Those are derogatory terms.
Especially if you get arrested for going to the bathroom on the side of the road, and then you get caught by a cop and you become a sex offender, which, of course, people will transition. Yeah, you must be a pedophile.
Right. So, you know, this is how people operate with this terminology. Anyway, you could do this, back to the cracked article here, you can do this with virtually any issue. Try it if you don't mind ruining your opinion of the voting public. Ask us if a public worker union should be able to negotiate for their pay, and people say yes. Change the word to ask if they should be able to negotiate for higher pay, and opinion turns against them. What did the first bunch think workers were negotiating for? Lower pay?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. They probably thought nothing about the issue at all until the moment that they were asked. We can't be educated on every issue, and the don't know option in a poll makes us sound like morons. So the respondent's brain probably just slapped together an opinion based on how the question made him feel mm-hmm. at the moment. Remember that in most surveys, the most common unspoken answer is always, whatever it takes to get you off the phone, buddy, my burrito is getting cold.
It's very true.
So the number five reason, let me reiterate it, why people are terrible at democracy is our opinion on an issue is based on how it's worded. On to number four. Watching the news actually makes us stupider.
But before you go, I mean, let's dig a little bit deeper into this issue. The point being that the people who believe in the concept of democracy, you know, they would say that, well, you know, this isn't democratic enough. We need everybody making decisions on everything. So from the kind of the democratic viewpoint, or from the, I guess that's not the right term, but for those who support democracy in full, from their viewpoint, they want everyone to be educated enough on these issues to make these decisions, hence the desire for democracy.
The absolute impossibility that people could do this. You know, the idea of the government, that we would have, I mean, the tomes and tomes of law books that are out there, somehow everybody's got to be good enough on that issue that we can discuss these things. I mean, whether or not beekeepers should get subsidies, whether, you know, what the implications are of ethanol fuel.
Right, and the idea that you think that representatives, so-called, are going to be any better at making these decisions is also ludicrous.
Yeah, sometimes, very often, the representatives are more clueless than the constituents.
Yeah, so don't think that we're all of a sudden pumping up the republic here by attacking democracy. They're both really poor systems of organization. In fact, the only solution is to not have a system and instead have the free marketplace and let people decide for themselves.
That's the ultimate form of decentralization.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when you do that, then you will see how things self-organize. The government has very little to do with, say, the stocking of shelves, food, getting food from farmers to shelves.
Right.
In the grocery store situation, but somehow we all eat.
It all manages to get there very nice and orderly with price tags and well-stocked and
so on. That's right. And it goes back to the story in the 80s before the Soviet Union broke up. One of the government officials from the Soviet Union was here in New York at a big dock area, and it was a food distribution warehouse, huge one in New York. And he said, well, who runs this? And they said, nobody. And he just couldn't believe, he couldn't conceptualize.
What does that mean, nobody? I mean,
well, in other words, it was self-organizing.
Like a marketplace.
Yeah, it was a marketplace.
Oh, I see. Okay. When you say food distribution center, I'm thinking like a grocery store warehouse or something.
It's more like a marketplace where people, you know, the fish, when the fishmongers come out, hey, I got fish here.
They go through
that kind of thing. That's the situation. And nobody organizes that. Also, something you need to know is prior to the communist revolution in the Soviet Union, they were a net exporter of grain.
Mm-hmm.
Only government can screw that up. They were importing grain. Their people were starving, and they had to import grain from the United States.
How is
that?
Yeah, and it wasn't until they actually allowed the people to have their own gardens and grow some of their own food that they were able to close that gap.
Right, so in the free marketplace, the people with the, I guess, skin in the game are the ones making the important decisions. And whatever the issue is, whatever issue we're talking about here, whether it's how to run a grocery store or how to get a product from point A to point B, it's only the people that have an interest in those things that are having to make those choices. And sometimes they'll make the wrong choice, and the marketplace will punish them for making the wrong choice by lowering their profits or lowering their sales.
They'll adjust quickly.
or you know, consumers will complain. And yeah, well, if they don't adjust quickly, Wayne, then they'll be replaced by some organization or competitor that that will do the adjusting.
And I, you know, I have some friends who might be considered on the left who will say, well, you know, you guys want the free market to do everything. We're not talking about the Republican free market where you have a bunch of your corporate buddies oligopolize everything,
right,
and the little guy can't compete. We're not talking about that. We're talking about individuals.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from Fear of Falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
By the way, the website features include stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the Free Talk Live website also has a bunch of archives, which are brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free and easy-to-use site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you use that portal that we've created for you, hostgator.freetalklive.com, not only will you get the 99.9% uptime guarantee, the 45-day money-back guarantee, and the 24/7 technical support, but you'll also get your first month completely free. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue the five reasons why democracy will never work. We've got four more to go. We'll get to that here in a moment. But let's go to your phone calls first and talk to Jeremy listening in Australia. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Oh, hello. It's just last night on the podcast. I was just listening to last night's podcast, and you're talking about a little bit about atheism just in a brief clip. And Meg asked for proof that there is no God before she could, you know, that she would never become an atheist because no one would ever be able to prove that there was no God. Mm-hmm. And I just had a little bit of a question on that. If someone can't prove that there are no leprechauns or that there are no unicorns, does that, I mean, I used to be an agnostic for many years after about 7 years of fundamentalist Christian myself, and I didn't want to be as hard-lined on being an atheist as I was a Christian, but then I just realized I don't believe in God. It doesn't matter whether there's proof that there's no God or not. If I don't believe in God, that means I'm an atheist.
There you go.
You see where I'm, yeah.
I get it. I mean, but
I see where you're coming from. I mean, clearly somebody that makes a claim, it's their requirement to prove that particular claim. If you claim there is a unicorn, then it's up to you to prove that the unicorn exists. Clearly,
I'm not saying there's no proof that there – I'm not saying that there is proof that there's no God, just that there's no proof that there is one.
No, there's no proof either way. That there is this, you know, monotheistic daddy god in the sky looking down upon everybody.
So is atheism then the belief? Is the belief that there is no God? Agnosticism is the belief that one can't prove one way or the other.
The agnostics don't.
Maybe
know.
You can be right. Both, but I think
the atheists have taken
know.
A firm.
I don't know,
think
but
you can
I'm
be
an
both.
Atheist.
I don't think you can.
I
be
don't
both.
Know, but I'm an atheist because.
No, I don't think that
the atheism. I think that atheism means a lack of belief in God rather than a belief that there is no God.
I think it seems like a functional definition to me. I mean,
but anyway, that doesn't really. What I was really wanting to get into, Mark, you asked why and why there are atheist evangelists.
Well, before you go on with that point about the evangelical atheists, the definition, according to dictionary.com, of atheism is the doctrine or belief that there is no God. So it takes a very definite stance against the concept of God. Now, what concept that means, I don't know. Like, for instance, I'm a pantheist, so I don't believe in this kind of separated daddy God that's sitting in the sky looking down and judging everybody. I believe that everything, if you want to use the term, is God. And I can't prove that because, well, you know, everything is God by my belief system. So, like, okay, there's everything, and I think that that's God. So it doesn't mean that it's separate from us, that it's judging us. It's not the kind of the same God that we're used to talking about when the term God is used. So I don't even know how
that
even fits into this conversation.
It's very interesting to be both an individualist, like an individualist and a pantheist.
Because it's a dichotomy. On one hand, we're all individuals, but on the other hand, we're all still inseparable parts of all that is. And I think.
So why can't you say we're in Iraq or we're in Afghanistan killing people if we're all God?
Well, I see where you're coming from. In that case, you know, we would also be a forest as well, and there's use to separating people. I am an individual, an individuation of all that is. Like, my consciousness is separate from yours, but ultimately we all are connected. But that doesn't mean that we are doing those things. We have chosen not to. We have that ability to make those free choices.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so as far as spreading atheism, I don't want to be an atheist evangelist because I used to be a Christian evangelist, and I don't want to be that annoying person that's getting in everyone else's business and telling them what to believe.
Sure.
But at the same time, when I see, because I was a Christian, on Facebook, a lot of my friends are our old high school friends that are constantly posting evangelical things, and I have a hard time not jumping in and saying things because I was trapped in that, and I feel like I'm a much more free person now that I'm not constantly feeling guilty all day every day about having normal human emotions, about lusting and things like that, that are obviously biological normal things, and Christians are all day, fundamentalist Christians anyway, are all day, every day, feeling like scum of the earth, guilty people. And I want everybody to be free of not just governments, but of just things that aren't reasonable.
Well, I think there's a difference between...
I'd like to jump in on that.
Sure, you may. But I think there's a difference between having somebody post something on, like, your Facebook wall about Jesus and evangelizing...
Not on my wall, just when I see their statuses and things that are...
I see. So you're jumping in.
I want to jump in and get into a debate, and I try as hard as I can just to stay out of it. But
well, Jeremy, let me hop in here for a second, because I feel similarly as you, although I am not an atheist. I don't like that old Christian religion for me was damaging. I had the same feelings that you're talking about, where I felt guilty for being just normal, and the Bible's full of stuff that will make you feel guilty for the person that you are, and I tend to want to do the same things you do. Generally, I hold back. And one of the reasons I'm sure people tried to intervene with you. And how successful was that? Were you really, truly, did somebody intervene and actually convince you? Or did you convince yourself over time?
Of atheism?
Whatever it is. That got you out of the cycle of the abusive Christian religion that you believe that you're in.
That it was, obviously what you're saying is I felt like I decided on my own, but clearly there would have been things that people said along the way all that time. And so that's where I feel like, oh, maybe if I just make one little comment, they might just get upset and angry at me now, but it might stick in the back of their brain somewhere, and 5 years from now it might affect, they might not just dogmatically believe everything that pastor tells them or something.
Well, where do you draw the line? And thanks for the call tonight, Jeremy. I appreciate the discussion. Where do you draw the line? At what point are you an evangelical atheist? Is it when you're simply responding to a Christian's overtly Christian post that is a friend of yours on Facebook? Or is there more that you need to do to be an evangelical atheist? I mean, is it evangelical to simply talk about your beliefs and to respond to people who are initiating a conversation about them? I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. News updates are there. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can follow it via email, follow our updates via email or Twitter or Facebook. They're all free, of course, news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today, as a matter of fact, announcing the archives from this past weekend's Agora I.O., the unconference that was, I would say, a smash hit, an incredible success. And it certainly exceeded my expectations, and I was very glad to see that it was very well attended while people were giving their presentations live. Dozens of liberty-oriented folks from around the country were presenting on various different topics, and a couple of Free Talk Live hosts were also presenting. Myself doing a presentation on pirate radio, and our very own Stephanie Murphy from the occasional Sunday show for, that we call She Talk Live. She also gave a presentation as well, and so I put links to those in a news update, and people that are signed up for those receive them at news.freetalklive.com. And if you want to see the Agora I.O. unconference, you can just go to agora.io, A-G-O-R-A.io, and then there's an archives link in the upper menus there, and that'll give you the whole list of all the different speeches that were done, which there were a bunch of them. A lot of good topics, great speakers. So, Mark, we're going to get back into the discussion here in a moment, but first,
uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. We'll get back into the democracy conversation here in a little bit, but I don't think we're quite done with the evangelical atheist topic. Jeremy brought that up here again tonight, and I'm just wondering, where do you draw the line on what is considered evangelical atheism? What Jeremy was describing was that his Christian friends on Facebook will post occasionally to their Facebook wall about their Christian beliefs, and because he's their friend, he has the ability to respond to those posts, and he's an atheist, and so he responds to them in the hopes that maybe some of the things he'll say will sink in over time, and maybe they will get away from, you know, this controlling organized religion of which they may be a part. And he's doing it out of concern for, I guess, his friends' well-being, what he considers to be a better path in life. And I can see why he might consider that to be evangelical atheism, but that just seems to be more like a conversation with friends about religion. I don't think that necessarily puts you in the camp of being evangelical. But then when we went to break, Mark, you described a man here in Keene, New Hampshire, who goes around in public and hands out business cards that say his name and then your friendly neighborhood atheist on them. And this is like his talking point. This is the thing that he does in his retirement age. I don't know, maybe he's been doing it for decades. I've never had the chance to meet him personally, but you said that you have. And so that seems evangelical, right? Like to actually go out and initiate.
He's the end of it. I mean, there's people that stand on street corners preaching the gospel, but you know, you don't call just them evangelicals either. They're the end of it. I'd say if you respond to someone's Facebook post, and that's just their status update, that you're being somewhat evangelical. The reason, for one thing, it is not an effective form of communication. All you have to do is spend a little time in online forums to realize that it's remarkably difficult to convince someone that their stance is in any way flawed through this sort of back and forth, exchange written online. If you want to do that if you want to have an intervention with someone, the best way to do it is to let the conversation come up organically between you and them. Face to face, make sure the whole time that you understand that they understand that you care about them. Mm-hmm. If you show them that you think they're funny, if you that you're laughing at their beliefs, if you show them that you're smarter than they are, that you're scornful towards their intelligence, if you are scornful towards their experiences, spiritual or otherwise, you're going to have no luck. Like, this isn't how you convince someone of anything. You've got to get in their world and feel things from the way they feel them in order to be able to talk to them about anything, whether that thing is liberty or religion or whatever. Mm. I admit it. I'm going to come right out and say it. I like to screw with Christians. I like it because I believe that the religion itself, the doctrine, is so convoluted and contradictory and messed up that it's fun to go ahead and do those things.
Does that make you an evangelical panentheist or Quaker?
I try to not do it.
Well, Mark,
because in the past, I have seen what it does. It pisses people off. It's like throwing mud at them. They don't want it.
They don't react well. Now, you consider yourself a Quaker now, right?
I'm a Quaker.
Okay, so what about Quakerism appeals to you that where Christianity, the way you worshipped or whatever, thought before, didn't?
Well, so Quakerism isn't really a religion, so I can't talk about the tenets of it. But Quakerism is a set of, beliefs. There's some testimonies, honesty, simplicity, these things, peace. These things really appeal to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to be honest, right?
No, yeah.
It's good to be peaceful, right?
Indeed.
And they keep it simple.
Things,
yeah, they very much so.
Yeah.
And it's a direct relationship between you and God and not a whole bunch of rules.
And middlemen.
Yeah.
And saints. And
middlemen and rules is what really bothers me about the Christian religion.
You know, it also, there's a lot of atheists I know who are extreme statists. So in a way, I see it as them just changing one God for another, a God they can see versus one they can't see. You know, some people worship money. Their whole life is about making more money.
Yeah.
And that's what they worship. So
some people worship America. And it's interesting that they have this sort of, you know, God loves America. So they encapsulate God and America together in this kind of one true religion thing. And it's really just nationalism.
Yeah, culture, American culture. Yeah.
It's gross.
It is. But, you know, government has an interest in making people atheists in the sense that they want to fill the void and become your God.
It could be.
Look at a lot of communist countries. I mean, communism is total government. And you know, they're all, at least in the beginning, profess to be atheist.
I would say, my thought process on that is that the communism rose from people in, you know, little coffee shops drinking jet fuel and talking about what they think would be the best solution to problems. Yeah. And those same people came to the conclusion that God doesn't exist. So in the way, they were coming up with a system that works better than essentially what was going on in Europe at the time, which is this, the dying of autocracies. So, you know, I can see how communism might be an idea that they would come up with. It didn't work, but, you know, it's an idea. And at the same time, atheism is another idea, and that's how those two got collapsed. That's, for me, that's how it happened.
I can see where you're coming from with that theory, Wayne, but on the other hand, atheists don't ever get elected.
If they publicly profess it, yes, that's right. But the system,
it seems government's doing fine with a country full of Christians, right?
Well, they can use religion also.
Yeah.
But in some cultures, some forms of government, let's say, like communism is a good example. I know I had professors in college who were communists, and they always went out of their way to say they were also atheists and that there was no room for a belief in God in that type of system because your loyalty is to the state, that the state is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see where those folks would be coming from. Although it seems that the state thrives in any of those situations.
Communists actually wouldn't worship the state at all. That would be fascists and perhaps socialists. Being fascists and socialists tend to be very similar anyway. Communism is really, you know, everybody's the government at once.
In theory.
It
doesn't really ever play out that way.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they're told that, but then as time goes on, they realize they're standing in line for toilet paper and cheese, and the members of the Communist Party are eating filet mignon.
Yep. Yeah. Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to comment on the question of evangelical atheism. But we'll also get back into this democracy piece from Cracked.com, where they're talking about the five reasons why democracy will never work. And we've got four more to go, so we'll get back to that here in a moment and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we will share with you there for free, because those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites, and you'll find that Free Talk Live probably gives you more for free than those other hosts charge you for. If you like that fact, if you like the fact that we give away all the archives and the webcam and everything there, then you can voluntarily support this show by going and shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find affiliate links through for Amazon. You click in through one of those affiliate links, whether you're in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Germany, we've got them all. You click through one of those links, and then when you do your shopping, you check out, Free Talk Live gets a portion. You don't see it on the checkout screen. It doesn't tell you that Free Talk Live is getting a chunk. It's just you're entering through our portal to Amazon. It's the same great prices, the same great Amazon service and selection and free Super Saver shipping deals. It's just that you're entering through our little door, a little side door, if you will, and then Amazon cuts us a portion of each sale for doing
it. Piece of the action.
Yeah, and you know what? I appreciate Amazon doing that for us, because it's been pretty great for Free Talk Live having this program over the years, and it's great for you, too, because you probably already shop at Amazon. They're that big. They're that influential. They're that ubiquitous in our online lives. It's just a way for you to get your shopping done as you normally would. Just simply start through our portal at shop.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have programs and internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and sign up there to receive updates and reminders. Again, it's libertarianinternships.com. You know, you can't, you just can't get this kind of experience out of any other summer job. You can through libertarianinternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the number here. We continue, and then a little bit we'll get back to the five reasons why democracy will never work. But first, we go to your phone calls. Jeff is in New Hampshire. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Yeah, hi, guys. I have a question for Ian. I'm just wondering if you can explain to me sort of how panentheism works, or why it isn't just kind of like a new age, feel good way to be an atheist without like calling yourself that. Because I just don't see the functional difference between atheism and panentheism if there's really no personal God that interacts in any way within the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, atheism is usually a statement against the Christian God, from what I can see, or whatever other theistic kind of monotheistic gods are out there. So really, it, the way I saw it was like taking my atheism to a new level. You know, panentheism, or as an atheist, I believed in myself. I didn't believe that there was some God out there that would, you know, help cure the sick or punish somebody that he didn't like. I believed that, you know, I would stand or fall based on my own merits, my own actions, and my own choices. And so, you know, panentheism is essentially just kind of a belief that there is nothing greater necessarily than us, that is separate from us. And I don't know if I'm explaining things very accurately.
Well, I think that you know, some of the things that you've told me in the past, if I can you know, help to clear it up just a little bit, is that you know, you're in awe of the wonders of the universe, you know, the quantum physics and all the ways that sort of things are different, the universe is expanding, and you also find that that there's sort of these universal laws in dealing with people, and that you know, that those things seem to some extent to have some kind of structure to you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's fair. I call myself an atheist, and I definitely feel the same way about things, but it just seems a little disingenuous to, you know, call the wonder that you see in the universe and like the connectedness of all beings or whatever you want to call it, God, when what most people think of God as being some sort of higher power. You know, so it just seems kind of like word games to me, that's all.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, if that's what you want to call it, that's fine. I mean, like I said, normally I qualify the statement of using the term God, like if you want to call it that. I mean, I would also call it all that is or all that isn't as well. I mean, because, you know, there's clearly the physical reality that we have here. But what's beyond that, I think, is also God. I mean, whatever that means, whatever it is that transcends this physical reality is also part of my panentheistic beliefs, whereas atheism is generally a very kind of negative sort of a viewpoint. Atheism says God does not exist and that nothing is beyond this life. I am not convinced that nothing is beyond this life, and I'm not convinced that there isn't something. And I used to believe this way, by the way. I used to believe there's no such thing as a soul, but I'm not convinced that there is no such thing as a soul. I think that consciousness is a very interesting thing. And that I think that consciousness could very well span this lifetime, or to some extent go beyond this lifetime. So I think those are kind of not really typical atheistic beliefs, don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose. I wouldn't even call atheism a belief. It's just a pure lack of belief.
It's the belief that there is no God.
No, not really. I mean, it's the lack of a belief. You don't really
Why it does not describe me. It's not a word game. I do have a belief, right? Okay, I do have a belief about what the universe is and how that, you know, there is a purpose to it, and that we get to decide what that purpose is individually and kind of create our own, to some extent, little reality tunnels in this universe. So I do have beliefs that most atheists would not necessarily find too, I guess,
palatable.
Yeah, palatable is the right word. It would not gel with their belief system, or lack thereof, as you're saying.
Yeah, sure. Well,
so can you see that I'm not an atheist? Is it clear now? Clearer now to you?
I'm only an atheist from the
perspective that I don't believe in the monotheistic God, right? See, like, from that perspective, if that was the only God that there was, that in all of culture out there, if that was the only God that people believed in, then I would still be considered an atheist from that perspective, because I don't believe that there is any kind of supreme higher power thing that is separated from us. Not to say that there couldn't be aliens that are, you know, able to, you know, subjugate us in the way that we subjugate animals beneath us. Not to say that that's not a possibility, but clearly
there
isn't much evidence for that at this point. So,
well, and it doesn't sound like you believe in polytheistic gods either, right?
I don't believe any, you know, no, not at all.
So, I mean, unless this belief of yours has some sort of supernatural element or something. I just don't see how it's distinguishable.
But I think the idea that consciousness spans lifetimes is certainly supernatural, don't you think?
Yeah, sure. And I guess that then, you know, that's something I would disagree.
Or the idea of, like, the law of attraction, for instance, which we haven't talked about in a while on this show.
Karmatic laws, too. I mean, that if you put good out, you get good back. I mean, that seems almost supernatural. One can choose to view that as a supernatural thing, right?
I think so, because there's no evidence for it, right? Like, besides your own personal anecdotes of, well, this happened when I did this, and, you know, I feel like that this exists. But there's no real evidence for it. So yeah, I think that clearly, Wayne, you're quiet on this one. What are your thoughts?
I'm having a good time listening to your thoughts on this, but you know, nobody really knows what reality is beyond this life. We only can perceive the world around us through the senses and what we've been given in this vessel we call a body and a mind. So we all have all our theories on it, and I think that sometimes we have experiences that might reinforce beliefs that maybe are correct or not. I don't know. I really my position is I don't know. I just know that I think that my consciousness will go past this life, and that there's more to this world and this universe than I can perceive.
I don't know for sure, right? I mean, how could we say that we know for sure? Because we are limited in our perceptions. However, I like what you say about how there are some experiences, like maybe drug-based experiences that could kind of, like a salvia trip or...
It could be in your case. It was
or DMT. You take a look at DMT, the journeys that people take on DMT, I think it's dimethyltryptamine. It's an incredibly powerful drug that actually people have these out-of-body experiences. They have these experiences where they essentially lose all semblance of their humanity and their body, and essentially it's just their consciousness kind of returning out into the ether, so to speak.
I've had that in dreams before.
And it's a very powerful experience. And of course, this, you know, the atheistic scientist types will say, well, it's just brain chemicals and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they
but,
can.
You know, and that's fine, and that's their belief system. But for somebody who's experienced that, it's a very powerful, very, very real thing. And, of course, people from my position might suggest that there's a difference between your mind and your consciousness as well. And you use the term vessel, Wayne, which I think is... Is indicative of that.
Well, the body, you know, this vessel that you're in, that your consciousness and your mind is trapped in right now. And sometimes when I'm dreaming or if I'm just about to fall asleep, I feel like I'm leaving my body. And there's times where I feel like I plop back into my body when I wake up.
So, hope that helps. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, and hour two is on the way. 1-800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.